This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we sing.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanies Show and Tell.
Hi, Beanies. It's the Beanies here with another episode of Show and Tell. And today for Show and Tell, we have Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Beanies. My name's Jessica and I'm 6 years old. For Christmas, I got a real-life guitar.
A real-life one, not even an air guitar? That's amazing.
I usually just have my air guitar with me. It's easier to carry around. And I always forget my real one.
You do, that's true. But you do have a few real guitars, don't you, Michael?
Yeah, I have a few. I don't know why I have more than one, because I can only play one at a time. But I'm working at playing the guitar with my feet as well.
Well, tell us about them. Tell us about your guitars. Paint us a guitar picture with your words.
Okay, so I have this one guitar. It's a very special one because I bought it as a present to myself, which are some of the best presents.
Happy guitar.
It was a happy one. And what happened was, because of all of the rain that was happening, do you remember like the last few years? It's just been raining lots and lots.
Because of La Nina. We talked about that a lot on the news podcast, didn't we?
That's right, La Nina. Because of that, there was lots and lots of rain. But here I was thinking I had my guitar in a safe space and everything like that. But because of all of the rain, and it was under my bed, and I thought that was a good place for my guitar.
Yeah, it's
that's like
a safe
good place
space
for lots of stuff. But because of like it raining for so much for so long, it got mold inside of it.
No.
Oh, no. Moldy guitar.
And you know what? My guitar got so moldy, I was like, I thought it was going to be broken. So I had to take it into the shop to get fixed because it was really moldy and it was kind of real yucky. And I just got it back. You know how long it was in the shop for?
That was ages ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, take a guess.
4 months. 6 months.
1 year.
That's forever long.
Why did it take so long?
Because guitars are made out of wood, and to properly dry out wood, it takes a really long time, especially the types of wood that are used for guitars. So it takes a really long time for them to properly dry out.
Do you know how to play any instruments? I can almost play my guitar.
Well, I know how to play guitar and I can play a little bit of piano. Can you guys
and
play?
You can
you Beanies play anymore?
And Michael can also play moldy guitar.
I can play moldy guitar.
And bass guitar too, which is a slightly different guitar.
Yes, a little bit different. Less moldy.
Less moldy, usually.
And less strings, isn't that right?
Yeah, there's less strings usually on a bass guitar. So usually guitars have 6 strings and a bass guitar would have 4 strings.
Wow. I don't really know how to play any instruments except sing. I just went to singing lessons when I was a kid. I never went to any other instrument lessons.
Yeah, me too. I used to play the recorder when I was very little, which my family loved. But yeah, I was like, Laura, I just did lots of singing lessons and I did a lot of dance lessons. So I did that more than I got to play instruments, which is really sad because playing an instrument is such a special thing to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And I wish that I could, but I never learned. And now I've decided I never shall.
Hey, but when you learn how to sing, your body is your instrument.
So how do you say that then? If people ask me what instrument I play, I just say me.
Yes.
I play my voice.
Jang-a-lang-a-lang-a. That's my voice playing the guitar.
Sorry, just one more time.
It's your instrument.
Jang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a. And then my voice can also play the drums. Doof, 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 doof. See, voices can play anything.
Why do you need to learn other instruments?
Yeah,
you've got so many just now.
Okay, Laura, can you play the trumpet on your voice? Nailed it.
Thanks.
Hey, Mim, can you play the violin with your voice?
Yeah, nice. Okay, Michael Beanie, can you play... Yeah. Let's give you a tricky one. Can you play the clarinet with your voice?
Can anyone play? Excellent. Can anyone play the music wizard's favorite instrument, the flute, with their voice? I love how you have to mime holding the instrument. Mini Beanies, you can't see because this is a podcast, but Laura held her fingers up and like flitted them around when she made that noise.
Makes it more fluty.
Well, thanks for showing us your guitar playing, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica. Keep at it.
Thanks, Jessica. Keep playing the guitar.
Bye, Beanies.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball
the
pits.
Board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know-It-All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.